Well, hi, friends. This is Christina May, serving you with another slice of pie. Pie? Coming right up. A slice of pie is a sound bite to whet your appetite with something positive, inspirational, encouraging, and sometimes entertaining. Today is my friend Jane's birthday, so I dedicate this slice of pie to her. Jane has taught me how she finds special messages in animals and nature. Happy birthday, Jane. A wake-up call. My favorite warm weather activity is to sit on my back deck with a cup of coffee before the sun rises. I consider 5:30 to 7 a.m. the most heavenly time of my day. I breathe deeply, settle myself, and invite a quiet spirit to surface. Sometimes not all that surfaces is peaceful, yet that morning hush releases what needs to come forth so I can address it and approach life the best I can, at least for that day. This morning, I observed some yard projects that need to be embarked upon. I noticed a deck board that needs to be replaced, which led me to realize the entire deck could sure use a coat of stain. And winter left some tree limbs down. Bushes needed to be rounded, and I should look for that natural weed killer recipe to get ahead of my driveway weeds. Just as I mentally added window washing to my outdoor list, a bird in a nearby tree began its morning hymn. His song served as a wake-up call that made me realize how my thoughts suddenly blossomed into a compost pile. That gentleness I had originally brought to my day, it had quickly withered. I paused to watch that little bird fly from branch to fence. He flew off the fence and landed to check out what ground treasures he may find. I smiled and wondered, what would a bird think if he had human reasoning and thoughts? What would his daily tasks include? And what would make him content? Would he adopt the same pressure we place on ourselves and others? And I recognize our Creator designed birds and humans very differently, so I know that there isn't an answer for how critters approach life. After some quiet reflection on the deck, my chore list remained, but I approached it with more of a bird's eye view. Perhaps I'll allow extra growth on the trees and bushes, so birds and other animals have more foliage to nest and shelter themselves. Plus, I don't think a few weeds will keep me out of heaven. So for now, I have some responsibilities to tend in my proverbial garden, but I soar with a broader scope of which seeds need to be planted and which ones can be trimmed. This is Christina May, finishing another slice of pie. You can check out my adventures and mission to spread sunshine one smile at a time when you visit my website at www.gueststarcoaching.com, or you can search previous pie episodes under A Slice of Pie with Christina May. But until next time, be kind to yourself. Be gentle with all creation. We're all practicing this minute for the first and last time ever. This is Christina May with a slice of pie.